Welcome to the DP Eurasia trading update. Throughout the call, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and afterwards there will be a question and answer session. Today, I am pleased to present Aslan Saranga, Chief Executive Officer, and Selim Kender, Chief Strategy Officer and Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead with your meeting.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our trading update for the year ended 31 December 2021. Since our last update in November, I am pleased to report a continued strong trading performance. Group system sales have increased across all regions with our Turkish and Russian operations. System sales growing by 60% in Turkey and 8% in Russia, in local currency terms compared to 2020. Our Turkish like-for-like growth rate compared to pre-COVID-19 period reached 89%. In Turkey, significantly outpacing inflation of 55.9% over the same period. Our Russian like-for-like growth rate compared to 2019 was minus 4.5%. However, we saw an improvement in the last 4 months of the year, where we achieved a positive like-for-like growth rate compared to the same period in 2019. The strong trading has resulted in our best year in terms of store openings in Turkey since our IPO, where we increased our Turkish store count by 39. In Russia, our store numbers decreased by 2 as we focused on optimizing store coverage area. On the other hand, we also opened 5 stores with our existing franchisees in the last quarter. We are continuing to drive our product innovation strategy. During the fourth quarter, we introduced Ocakbaşı pizza in Turkey, which means a traditional Turkish cooking method for grilling meat and vegetables, and half pizza in Russia, which is very popular, where customers can choose different toppings for either half of a pizza. In 2021, we continued improving the share of digital in our delivery system sales in both Turkey and Russia, as well as at group level. Our Turkish and Russian operations have reached 77% and 93% respectively. In digital delivery sales, as a percentage of total delivery sales, signifying improvements of 6.2 and 3.2 percentage points from 2020. At the group level, 80% of our delivery system sales originated from digital channels. We have a strong liquidity position, 200 million of cash on hand and additional available bank lines of 186 million as at 31 December 2021. Since December, there has been an increase in daily new COVID-19 cases with Omicron becoming the dominant variant. However, we are not subject to any material operational constraints at this point in any of our trading regions. Vaccination rates are continuing to increase, especially with a marked improvement in Russia. We saw increasing inflation in Turkey at the end of 2021, and while this will remain a headwind during 2022, other macro factors such as GDP growth and foreign trade remain strong in Turkey. Whilst the board is conscious of the potential continued risk posed by the pandemic, these trading results give us confidence in the prospects of our business, and the board expects the full year adjusted EBITDA for 2021 to be in line with expectations. Thank you very much for listening to us, and if you have any further questions, we will be happy to answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 0 and 1 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw your question, you may do so by pressing 02. There will be a brief pause while questions are being registered. And once again, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 0 and 1 on your telephone keypad. And the first question is from Mr. Malhotra from Liberum. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. A couple of questions from me, please. Firstly, if you could give us an idea of how do you think the store pipeline is building in both Turkey and Russia, especially in Russia, given that You mentioned that you have opened five new stores with your existing franchises already in the last quarter of last year. And then on the inflation, which we have seen jump in Turkey in December of 2021, how do you expect that to flow into your DP, into your Domino's inflation? And where would you expect that to pinch the most, the rates in labor cost or in food cost? And how do you think you'll be able to manage such high levels of inflation next year? Thank you.
In terms of store pipeline, in Turkey, we still see a strong pipeline demand because our unit of economics are very strong, still around 3 years for the franchises. I think it's the best in the market. So especially from our existing franchises, we have a lot of demand. So it's positive side. In Russia, it's more promising. As I have said, we have we tried to improve the franchise unit of economics last year and optimize the regions. You know, we get rid of the bad stores. I think 2022 will. We are much more optimistic, and we believe new number of strongs will be stronger than last year. But we'll give the exact numbers in our guidance. But as a good sign, I need to say the last openings of these stores were made by our existing franchises, which is a very good sign for us. Regarding the inflation in Turkey, you know, we have been dealing with inflation for many years. You know, when I started the business in Turkey, which was 25 years ago, the inflation was 80 to 100%. Last 10 years, it was between 10 to 20%. And we managed it quite well. I mean, last 2 years, inflation was 56%. And we managed to increase our like-for-like by 89%. The rest of it came from the order increase, you know, because we usually increase our ATP, maybe a little bit more than the inflation. So we grew our order counts per store. Regarding, but of course this year is the inflation is more aggressive. But on the, it's a headwind. It's not easy to manage. On one hand, our target is, of course, as all years, you know, to grow higher than inflation, couple of percent higher than inflation. Open, you know, as many as store possible. This is our target. So this is the, you know, the handwind side, the labor cost is increasing, food cost is increasing, and our strategy is to manage these increases, you know, every 15 days, every month. We are looking at the market and we are trying to increase our prices, but all the market is increasing prices. There is no other way. So I don't have any question mark whether we will increase our prices or not. We will increase our prices. But it's not easy for the, of course, it's not easy for the customer, so we need to do it slowly, slowly by feeling what the customer reacting. So I think we have a quite good experience on that. On the other hand, I also see some positive things because, you know, our market share 2 years ago, I'm talking about the QSR market, was 2.5%. Now, last year, we grew up to 5%. So, as Domino's Turkey, we doubled our market share in the quick service restaurant. So, with our experience, with our strength, with our, you know, number of stores, more than 600 stores. You know, we are in a more strong position than our competition. This is one. The other thing is Domino's is really a very resilient business model, and we have proven this many, many times. So, you know, with our marketing, with our brand, with our logistics infrastructure, you know, the market is going to be very difficult for the market. It's very difficult to increase the prices. But on the other hand, it's a big market, 70 billion Turkish liras of market. And we are really still very small in this big market. So I have a positive expectation that we will manage the 2022 in a positive way.
That's very helpful. Thank you so much.
And there are currently no further questions. So once again, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 0 and 1 on your telephone keypad now. And we haven't received any further questions at this point.
Thank you very much for listening to us, and hope to see you in our roadshow for the year-end results in March 2022. Have a good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, this now concludes our conference call. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect your lines.